You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We recently heard from our wonderful prophet and other church leaders at the October 2015 General Conference. Among the myriad of topics covered, Elder Robert D. Hales addressed the young adults of the church when he said, quote, "The choices you make, mission, education, marriage, career, and service in the church will shape your eternal destiny." Yet, young adults today more than ever seem to be struggling with making those life-altering decisions. There was even a recent Time magazine article about LDS youth and the lack of dating and marriage that is going on because they feel crippled by a paradox of choice, meaning they don't know what to do because there are so many options available to them. There are obviously topics that youth and church leaders and undoubtedly parents around the world are concerned about today. And joining us in studio is Dr. Lily De Hoyos Anderson, a licensed clinical social worker in Utah, and she's going to discuss this topic with us. Thank you so much for joining us again.
You're very welcome.
First of all, do you agree with the notion that LDS adults have trouble making decisions about their future because there's just too many great options available?
Well, that's certainly one of the components. I have read about and heard from my clients about FOBO. I think we know about FOMO, fear of missing out, but FOBO is fear of better options. And there does seem to be a lot of that going around where, you know, if I do this, then it limits my choices here. And it can actually act as an inhibitor to moving forward with choices because if I make this choice, it eliminates, you know, some
if
possibly better options.
If I go on a mission,
options.
I may miss the girl of my dreams.
That's
if
right.
If I don't go on a mission, I may not have those opportunities.
Yes, which major do I choose? Which person do I marry? Which person do I date? All of those things can be really limiting. And in fact, I've heard from my own clients over the years that some of these young people worry that, you know, I might marry this person that I really like and I'm interested in and get along really great with, but what if I find somebody who's a little better looking or a little more fun? And that can stop them from making the choice. Of course, one young man with that kind of problem came into my office and I told him, well, let's remember, you're not the best looking thing that ever got off the bus either. So
I'm sure he needed that reality check.
Let's just make a choice. They're married, have a child, and they're very happy.
There you go.
Sometimes it helps.
He's probably very lucky to have her. Now, what issues or situations are young adults facing that make those decisions harder than they were years ago, maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, you know, there are many factors, but one thing that comes up again and again is society's focus on immediate satisfaction and gratification, you know, our pleasure and our comfort. And that's a real problem with our society right now. That these young people grow up in a world that makes them feel, frankly, entitled to feeling
special, happy
and special and having better outcomes than anybody else. And that doesn't work very well. We've got social media that's in their face constantly that puts people's high points out there for
yes.
everyone to see without maybe remembering all the low points that happen too in everybody's lives. So they have this unrealistic comparison with everybody else's good times feeling like somehow I am missing out.
Mm-hmm. How can the gospel help?
Well, the gospel has all the answers. We just have to find them and apply them. And one of them is keeping our eye on eternity and realizing that this life is a means to an end, and it's not the end in and of itself. Being happy every moment in this life is not the point. As the scriptures have told us, we need to know the bitter to know the sweet. We have to have opposition for the muscles to grow. So we need to recognize that this process is what's important. Moving forward, I used to tell my own children, you know, God doesn't want us sitting on a suitcase waiting for the bus. You gotta move forward and see what then God can teach you and what we can learn. You know, there's another really important principle, which is that things change. Sometimes people feel that if I make this decision, I'll never have a chance to make a different decision. We were at a BYU commencement with one of our children that was graduating from college years ago, and the speaker had everybody in the Marriott Center stand up who had a college degree. And there were many who stood up. And then he said, if you're still working in the area of your undergraduate major, please remain standing. And almost everyone sat down, which is a really good reminder that things change. One decision doesn't have to exclude different decisions, different opportunities in the future.
And sometimes I think young adults put so much weight on every single decision. If I make the wrong decision here, I'm going to ruin the rest of my life forevermore.
That's an excellent point. And I say this often, the path is broad for the righteous. If you want to guarantee future well-being, happiness, and productive life, which doesn't mean you won't have problems, but that they will work together for your good, then be righteous. Do the things that God has asked us to do. We're not perfect at it, but if we are trying to be worthy of our temple recommends, then we are probably pretty acceptable to God. He's made that clear. And then he doesn't let us make decisions that will totally screw up our entire future.
There's some parents out there who are listening and who maybe want to give their kids a reality check. How do they do that without nagging or seeming condescending? Or maybe seeming out of touch to a child who thinks they know everything.
Well, that's almost the topic of another show. But for today, let's just say that, of course, we lead with love and we end with love and we are on their side. But sometimes they do need to be less dependent on their parents. And we do have this whole process of failure to launch that we see sometimes where parents take too much interest in subsidizing their children beyond the point where it's really helpful. So sometimes parents do need to withdraw that kind of rescue behavior or financial subsidies and let the child find their way.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Wonderful advice for sure and lighthearted.
Yes. Thank you.
The quote of the day comes from Elder James B. Martino of the Quorum of the 70, and he said, "We will each face times of difficulty, and the question is not when we will face them, but how we will face them." The Apostle Paul taught an interesting lesson only a few years before the saints in Rome were to face some of the most violent persecution of any Christian era. Paul reminded the saints that, quote, "All things work together for good to them that love God." Our Heavenly Father, who loves us completely and perfectly, permits us to have experiences that will allow us to develop the traits and attributes we need to become more and more Christ-like. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.